Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Mail sack question. If you win $1 million after tax, what are you doing with it?
I'm going to tell you something.
So what's the after tax of $1 million, math man?
Probably something around 600,000.
600K? So 600K.
Do math.
Come on.
600?
600K.
Yeah. They're probably between state and federal taking 40% off the
top. The responsible thing would be to say, pay off my house. And
it's actually not the responsible thing.
Oh. Well, you're going to go investing. You're going to be a nerd.
You can invest
your money. Pay your cars off if you have car debt.
Yeah, cars are
pay
a depreciating value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And any other, you know, revolving debt.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Because if you invest the entirety of the money, you can make in interest enough to basically pay your house payment.
I'm going to assume that this is supposed to be what would you want to do outside of being a nerd?
Yeah, I'd say.
My parents are teachers. You
financially responsible.
They've got permits. Get an annuity.
We get it. Okay?
You know what you're doing with money. Fine.
If you're not investing, which you should.
Yeah, what are you buying?
I really want to open not a weightlifting gym. I just want to build a basketball court facility.
You want a basketball gym? Like Open Run? Do I have to pay? Am I a member?
I would rent it out to leagues, to trainers. I'd really want to specifically hone in on girls basketball. So different travel teams, all that stuff.
You'd want to open a gym.
Yeah.
How much do you think it costs to open up a gym?
Well, to build the facility I would want, you're probably talking about $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're
going to buy the land,
if you're going to build or own and operate a facility,
that's a lot of money.
Then that's
just something with six hoops. You could do one full court, and then on the weekends, you could do tournament games.
Sure.
Or you can do half court with three hoops on each side. That's what I would want to do.
That's a solid play there.
But it's not really what I would do with it. I would do the nerd thing that you suggest.
I would invest my money. Yeah. Invest my money for sure. That's what I would do. If it's not a nerd answer, I'd probably find the nicest country club in the area and join. That'd be my first thing I'd want to do.
Waverly.
Probably do that.
Hello, Waverly. Yeah. Come on down. Let's go with that in.
I don't know if
that's, Clyde, what's up, buddy?
I don't know if that's enough to get you into Waverly.
I think 600K would be.
Really?
Well, I mean,
you have to have an invite, I think, to get
you
in.
You got to have the invite.
I think
that's enough to pay membership.
On an invite.
I'm just wondering if that's all you have in your portfolio.
The scuttlebutt, I think, is that it's about a $50,000 down payment.
What I've
and
heard.
Then it's a monthly.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you are.
I got that cash. What do you want? I invested the rest of it, Waverly.
Is that course that nice?
It's bringing in. I mean,
it's gorgeous.
Good course.
It's better than the ones we play.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Played a nice course yesterday.
You did play a nice course yesterday.
Went 50 grand down.
No, it was not. Did not. Although their prices have gone up.
Well, I mean, water.
Swag 600K, what are you doing?
Yeah, after I pay off a few things.
Not smart. Invest
Don't be smart.
I would.
You wouldn't want to pay off your house. That would feel
broke.
So good.
It'd
feel fantastic, but financially speaking, it's not the right move.
Tell it to a poor. I mean, I've been poor. Do you know what it's like to be poor?
You know
poor?
How much interest you can make on $600,000 a month?
Yeah, interest.
Your interest is make. It's more than what your mortgage is a month.
Interest.
If I was
just off interest, you're paying off your house.
Yeah. If I was going to do something indulgent, I would look at opening up my own little sports bar or bar.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to call it? What's the name of your sports
It'd
bar?
It'd be called Swags.
Swags?
Just Swag.
Just Swag.
Wait, what?
Just Swag. S-W-A-G. Yes.
Singular?
Yeah.
Got to invite everybody in.
Yeah,
man.
Swag's place, the swaggy.
Now, what's your vibe?
I need more than a swag.
You got like an animal head on your wall? We got sports merch everywhere.
No.
You going sports bar?
No sports merch in a sports bar? Controversial.
You got a counter the sports bra? Single white male only bar?
I miss there is a Skybox sports bar in Selwood, and I miss the hell out of that place.
No, I more want to kind of customize, like have like individual, like a living room theater where I want to rent that spot to watch my game and then have
you just having a bar for your own?
Are you by yourself watching tennis?
Like with,
For 10 hours?
You paying yourself for this?
Spanking at the Wimbledon? No. What's going
on right now? Within the big, there'll be a bar in a main area. But then you have a little separate where you have your own TV set up. Like I want to come in and watch my college team or my NFL team. And then we can do a custom, you know, more of a custom menu for your game based on that region. And
you want to go to Swag's place? You can do a custom menu for your game.
So, like, if I'm watching a German soccer game, you give me, like...
Yeah, we'll do, like, you know, some sort of brats.
Wiener schnitzel!
Wiener schnitzel.
You got to watch a Braves game, get a bunch of fried food, and go watch your Braves.
It's
deep fried chicken. Mail sack, over under 36 and a half wins for the Blazers next year.
I'm going to go...
What are you going to go?
I'm going to go under.
Wait, are we assuming this is the roster?
I mean, you know, or any other moves that conceivably make sense. Just right now, if you had to bet the over-under, would you go over-under?
If this is the roster, I say under, but I think they can hit the number again, 36.
Mm. That would be under. 36 and a half would be the under.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too much. Nah,
why are
I
you thinking
go...
this hard?
Because
you're not actually laying money. It's the agency period's not over.
Just play the game.
I'll say under, but just slightly.
He's scared.
He is.
He doesn't want this to come back and bite him.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected.
Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Mailsack question. What is your favorite 4th of July memory?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good question.
You know, this is going to be definitely not the one where my mom took me on a boat and put me in a room to go to bed so she could hook up on the top of the boat. How do you know that, Brandon? The boat was quite literally rocking. Definitely not that one. Least favorite 4th of July memory.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was at the age where I knew it was happening, and yeah. I just was like in the dark by myself. This is awful.
I'm going to need therapy someday.
I just got out of it. My favorite one was kind of a random one. I was visiting it's technically my wife's cousin, but you know, at this point in my life, she's my cousin. And we were at her house in Northeast Portland, and I went and got a bunch of illegal fireworks and because I got a trade deal. Yeah. And so I went over to Washington and I got a ton of them. And dude, we just did a routine barbecue. The weather was perfect. And we just let them bad boys off. Neighbors were lighting them off. That was just a fun, random, nondescript 4th of July that for some reason kind of goes to the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one that stands out.
I'd
say every 4th of July from the time I turned 19 till I was 25 was incredible. I love the 4th of July.
Yeah, I wear
rank number 2 on my holiday big board, to be honest.
What's number 1?
Christmas is number
Christmas
one.
Has to
Christmas,
be
Christmas, Christmas is number
has
one.
To be one.
As somebody who celebrates Christmas, easily the GOAT. But number 2, second fiddle.
Oh.
4th of July, middle of summer, it's barbecue, it's you're drinking all day. Nobody's, not anymore, I'm not, but back in my prime.
Sure.
Like, it was just, you'd wake up, if somebody would have a party, you go over, you play beer pong at 9 o'clock in the morning, fireworks would start 12 hours later.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible days. I love the 4th of July.
I think part of the reason this 4th of July for me stands out is my kids' age is at that point. So this is 2018.
Yeah.
So, what is that, 7? So, my kids were 3 and 7 years old. Like, great ages.
Great ages. Fun for ages. The 4th of July. They're into the fireworks. They're staying up a little bit later. They can watch the shows.
I'm surprised you're not choosing one when PAX was a fun age for 4th. Like, you... Did you even think about that?
Yeah.
Did he not like fireworks?
You're not into fireworks?
He was kind of indifferent about it. He wasn't like massively into it. No, the fun was when, I think it was before PAX was born.
Amen, brother.
We would go to Idaho Falls.
The fun was before I had kids.
Damn kids, dude. They ruined everything.
No wonder you're so quiet when I was like, what about when your son was young?
We
got worse.
No, it was
when I had an orgy before that little bastard was born.
Idaho Falls, when it was...
What did you make out with underneath those falls?
Just short of dynamite, you could light anything.
Yeah.
Were you guys blow things up as kids?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
We used to take the Whistling Petes, knock out the gunpowder, put them in milk jugs, and then we'd take the lighting part, the wick... And we'd put it in the top of the milk jug. That boom
was big.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that
kid.
Boom was big.
I hate to interrupt our fun time here.
Oh, no.
You're fired.
Because actually, we have more mail sack questions I'd like to get to.
Wow, but we have more news.
Do we?
It's a double whammy. So first off, Miles Turner of the Indiana Pacers, it says, agreed to a 4-year, $107 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. And you might ask yourself, how can the Milwaukee Bucks afford that? They have no cap space. The Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard, and they have stretched the remaining $113 million on his contract.
Yeah,
his two seasons in Milwaukee comes to an end as he is going to be out for the upcoming season rehabbing.
Yeah, that's probably the right move, and that's an amazing get by the Milwaukee Bucks. Miles Turner is...
That's an awesome... I mean, that's
a better version of Brooke Lopez.
In terms of the avenues that you could have gone down that we talked about earlier to get your team better...
I'm going to hate to say this.
The only way that you could do it is by waiving Dame. That was unquestionably the right move. How long until he's back in a Blazer
Please
uniform?
Don't.
Vet minimum.
No.
We need shooters.
He's not playing.
We need shooters, Bob.
Well, I don't know that he'll sign with anybody this year.
Well, no, why would anybody sign him?
He was going to be here all season anyway. He was going to be in Milwaukee for this.
He's probably hanging out by the Willamette River right now.
Look,
you know
Lillard,
there's going to be a push to re-sign this guy. A year from now, this will be the calling card of Blazer fans.
The brand man's already tweeted with the Dr. Evil. Come here, Scott.
Come on home, Dave.
No.
For $5 million a year, cheap, vet minimum.
I'm going to be...
Retire a Blazer.
Yeah, you can do that and sign him for the day. I'm going to be a negative Nancy.
Drew Holiday and Damian Lillard. The backcourt we always dreamed of having with Denny and two.
Real to me, damn it.
See, to me, the Dame thing's going to be the bigger combo here because it's Dame and it's Portland.
Sure.
This is a... I was literally texting with our guy, Steve Pfeiffer, over in Milwaukee, and he basically said, if Ayton signs with the Bucks, I'm bringing you on the show. And I said, I would love to come on and poo-poo it, and you're going to feel awful. And he said, tell me about it. I don't want him at all. I think it's a bad move. They need a Brook Lopez-type center. He texts us 15 minutes ago.
There you go.
There's your guy.
You've got a Turner. Younger, better version of it. This was... Milwaukee has largely been getting crapped on.
Yes.
And rightfully so. This is a really good move by them. Like, I'm not going to speak to the money part of the waving Dame. Who cares? That ain't my money. It doesn't concern me.
Right.
That's a smart move by Milwaukee.
If they had any hope
and
of
now,
avoiding the Giannis...
Who gave DeAndre Ayton his contract offer? You don't know, do you?
It's Kevin Pritchard, wasn't it?
The Indiana Pacers.
Yes, it was.
Who just lost their center.
Look at basketball dirt nailing that one.
Took you a second, but I like it.
I got it.
You got it before he did.
I found it.
Yeah, well,
I found my way
didn't
there.
Like kids.
I found my way there. I mean, he's not wrong there, you know? They, you know, kind of ruin a lot. I love them, though. They're wonderful.
They're wonderful.
All right, you guys want to keep talking about this, or do you want to get back
on
the mail
set? You guys are so much more alike than you both know.
Other than watching 10 hours of tennis.
Great when they're 24 and graduated from college and living on their own.
Buying me a beer. This is
when
wonderful.
They're not really in your life.
Yeah, I'll see you on the weekend, buddy. Come hang out.
Yeah, when they're 3 hours
away. Come watch a Giants game. You'll be
fine. I saw them last weekend. They rolled through town going to a concert.
Yeah.
Took his old man out to lunch.
Come have a beer.
Yeah.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do one.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.